You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
I want to do, like, the kicks.
I know, but...
Let's see what that is. It's the last reunion. We all done. And it's just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Start
spreading. And then there were two.
We got to say goodbye to Stephanie because she's leaving for Australia.
And Courtney is not feeling well, but unfortunately. But you know what? We started together the first episode and we end together the first episode. That's how it works, I guess, huh? 39,000 episodes later and we are at the last reunion.
We're still here. We held it down.
I'm Ashley Daniels here for Real Housewives of New York City Reunion Part 3. The finale with my beautiful co-host.
Hi, guys. I'm Lindsay Wegner. Good to see you all.
And I don't know. I felt like tonight, you know, was a good way to end it. At least at the end, they all had something positive to say. Ramona showed a different side to her tonight. As we all know, Ramona has now, obviously, said that she's leaving Mario. And she seems pretty... in a good place. Mm-hmm. At least from what I've read, she seems like she's in a good place. So watching this
pre-separation,
it makes you wonder what was going on in her head throughout that time. Now, when we're watching last week's reunion and we see Andy, grilling her about her marriage and her relationship with Mario. And to see her, I watched it over again just so I could see her reaction after I heard that she left Mario. Mm-hmm. And you could see that it was almost like, she didn't want to go there because – you can look at it like she didn't want to go there because she was going to do this. Mm-hmm. And this was in her head. Because if she wanted to stay with him, I feel like she would have been like a lot more positive about the relationship versus just not wanting to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think so too. I think that if she was really going to be leaving him – she would have stated it on the reunion. She would have said it. If she knew for a fact that she was leaving Mario, I think she would have let all of us, the viewers and the fans and everybody, know right away. And I don't think she'd made up her mind just yet. I think she wanted to stay positive.
You think so?
I think she wanted to stay positive about it, but I don't think she had made up her mind. And so rather than, like we said, say something that they're breaking up and then try and make it work, after you say you want to break it off or whatever it is, or divulge the details, it's just really poor form for both of them.
So now I would want to watch next season with her because I'd want to see if she changes at all after this separation, if it's for the better or if it's for the worse. I feel like it's only up from here for her. I feel like she's going to be dating a lot. She's going to get a lot of different people that are interested in talking to her. I think she'll stay single for a while, but I do see happiness for her, and she deserves it. And I think this was a really tough year to have on camera, and it's going to be really tough to rewatch this because you know how many times this thing airs? How many reruns are there going to have to be forever that you have to kind of relive this? No matter how much money you get paid, it's never going to be easy to watch this year for her.
I think all the years combined, even, you know, 2 years ago or whatever, when Luann or when they had all found out that this was going on. I mean, even those seasons, and I think I mentioned a few episodes ago when Ramona was always pushing like all sorts of fun stuff and romance and spicing things up all the time. And maybe it's because there was always this underlying issue with Mario being a flirt or, you know, going out there having, you know, stuff going on with girls. And maybe it never had really happened until just a couple of years ago. But always pushing that romance and pushing that, spicing it up. And I get that after so many years of marriage, you want to do that. You want to keep it exciting. But I felt like it was a little bit forced. And now maybe we know why it was forced all those years.
Absolutely. All right. So, aside from Ramona, which we'll get back into, obviously, starting out with Aviva, what the heck was she talking about when she said she meant it as a compliment? I can't. I watched Aviva tonight, and Aviva, I honestly, I don't know if you've watched a lot of the episodes of Us ever, but I have tried to find. You know, I really have tried to stand up for you a lot of times because I do feel like you're misunderstood a lot of times. But this was something I didn't understand. Like, did she not think that it would hurt Carol's feelings to say that she thought Carol was older and thinking it was a compliment to say that she was 50? Because any adult woman you would think would know that that's going to hurt someone's feelings. So I don't know if she was trying to play, like, I didn't know it would hurt her feelings because I actually thought she was older and she really genuinely thought she was, like, I mean, to tell someone they look 50, I feel like a woman would never be happy with that unless they were 80. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't really get the justification for that. Do you understand?
Right? I don't think any of the women agreed with Ramona or agreed with Aviva. Mm-hmm. Ramona actually completely called Aviva out saying, that's an insult. You're insulting her. And all the women are sitting there laughing, trying to, you know, get understand Aviva, and even maybe her sitting there, but the more she explains it, the more she just digs herself deeper into a hole. And as you guys know, my mom has now started watching the show to, you know, see what's going on, because she watches our after show.
Right.
So she actually, she's like, well, I just think Aviva's really nice. And I'm like, what are you seeing that we're all not seeing?
Right.
Because I think we all try and understand where Aviva's coming from, and it's just...
Yeah, I just couldn't figure it out. I really believe she's very, very bright, so I can't think that she would think that it would be a compliment to call Carol 50, because she knows, even if she thought Carol was older, she doesn't think she's 60. There's no way you thought she was 60. So what's the oldest you thought she was? Like 54, 55?
She said 52.
52. Okay, so what? So, okay.
2 years, so, and that's supposed to be a compliment?
Right, okay, so that's not right. So I really believe that this was, she's very, very bright. Because you'd have to think she's dumb if you thought that she thought that this is correct. So she's actually very, very smart. I think that she tried to maybe fix it and by, you know, saying that she thought she was 52 and she was 50, and it really just made it worse. Really, at the end of the day, I think she did not think that she was 52 and that she thought 50 was a compliment. There's just no way. There's no way. Mm. I did not understand that. I had to rewatch it twice. It was so confusing. But I can't get in the head of Aviva and figure it out. Ramona has chimed in a bunch of times tonight. We do see later on she does grab her hands. And have you ever done that with somebody where you try to get them, reel them in and look in their eyes and say, listen, I'm coming from a good place. I'm coming from a good place.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like Ramona was so trying to do that. That's why she grabbed her hands. Because I know Andy at one point was like, what are you trying to marry her?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think Ramona was actually trying to do good in that moment, even when she said, you're kind of vile. You're at times really great, and then at times you're vile. Now, you can't really take that as a compliment either. And it's hard to hear even constructive criticism sometimes from people if they're calling you out on something or, you know,
totally.
You're selfish or, you know, somebody saying something negative about you. It's always hard to hear. But the way I saw it from Ramona, it wasn't patronizing. It wasn't condescending. It was actually genuinely from, I think, a good place. She was trying to just...
Even give examples.
Yeah.
And everything. But at one point, we saw it. She gave up.
Yeah. Well, she gave up because Aviva had already said, when you attack me, I'm going to show you anger. And you just attacked me by calling me vile. And Ramona's like, okay, let's start fresh. And she repeated, let's start fresh 5 times. And I was like, okay, Ramona, we get it. You're trying to start fresh.
Right.
Just do it now. And then realized she could no longer get anywhere.
I had a friend like that before. It was hard. You'd say something and it was just like you had to be on your best behavior at all times. And that's what Ramona was trying to say. Like, Sonia and I, sometimes we say things about each other. And then we get over it. And, like, if you have a real friend that you're really comfortable with, you can say stupid things once in a while. And they're just going to call you out on it. And you can say, you're right, I'm wrong, whatever. And maybe you'll argue. But this is scary. It's like you can't do or say anything. And you have to disagree with, you have to literally have a friendship with her if you say yes to everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I saw it tonight. And I actually didn't, but then there are times I don't see that. There are times that I actually see her being a really fair, good friend. So it's so confusing to me.
I loved that both, was it Heather and Carol said when they first met Aviva at the beginning of a couple seasons ago or whatever, that she was a really great person and they all had said they didn't want to fight or be mean girls. And here they are kind of all at moments being the mean girl at times. And that's going to happen. It's just the way that it is. But they said Aviva's really, really changed and they miss that Aviva.
Right. I would have liked to have seen more Aviva when she's not feeling attacked, because that's the side that when she doesn't feel attacked, she's actually very normal. I think she's very normal and sweet. She has her guard up, and I think she gets really paranoid that she's being attacked and when she's even not being attacked. And it's not easy, you know, being on this show and feeling like, you know, you're alienated all the time. And sometimes you're on the credits, sometimes you're not. And I'm sure there's lots of drama that goes on that also creates that feeling of, you know, I'm on the outside mm-hmm. with all these people. But still, it's weird. And the things that she says sometimes, I don't understand.
And we all felt for her when she went to the barn and talked to Becky and kind of came to terms with all that. We all felt for her. I think all the viewers can say they felt some sort of compassion and sympathy for her. And that was well deserved on her part. And that's the side, like you're saying, that we all want to see more of.
Right. Well, speaking of Aviva, we also see her and Heather hash it out a little bit. What did you think of that with the – she said, you know, you were crawling up – Heather says, you know, you were crawling up Carol's back to get attention for your own book. And she fights back saying this isn't the Hood, it's the Hamptons. You know, you're Carol's bitch. I mean, the motherfucker comment over and over again, where we're not in the Hood. I mean, what the heck was this? This was like Heather and Aviva – communicating in different languages. Nothing was getting through to either of them.
Well, I agree. It is the Hamptons. It isn't Harlem.
Right, but we know
or that. Or somewhere she's else. So we all know this.
Right.
And we also know that at the end of the day, Heather has a very, very good heart. She's got a little bit of a potty mouth. I agree that Heather has maybe more of a street vibe and a little bit more, I would call it scrappy, but mm-hmm. I would say that I'm scrappy at times. So I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing. I do completely agree with Aviva on the fact that she's going to keep saying, like, mother effer and the F word and just all that. You look like...
You're talking about
who? Heather. I'm talking, you look like an idiot.
When Heather's
repeating it over and over again, and I can, she's like, I'm not calling you this or this, I'm saying you're a mother effer. This is what this means. And she's saying it over and over again to try and get, I don't know if she's trying to get attention or what it is. I just think that that was so like,
trash. Heather doing that?
Heather was doing that. I just thought,
during the reunion?
Yeah, she kept just saying the F word over and over and over again, repeating
okay.
it.
And I'm like,
you just look trashy.
Yeah.
It looks so unintelligent, and that's where I kind of, side a little bit with Aviva, because it does. You're a smarter woman than that. You're a better woman than that. You're a more respectable woman than that. Use a different word.
Right.
You're on TV. That's not something that your kids need to see and hear you saying over and over again. Yes, we all swear.
Yeah.
I get it. I say the F word. It's, you know, at times too. But to continue to keep repeating it over and over again, to try and make a point that it's okay to say that word.
Okay.
Yeah, didn't like that.
On the flip side, as much as I agree, because I know I swear so many times that when I'm on the phone with some of my family members, they're like, you sound disgusting. Make sure you don't do that because you're going to get used to it. And I'm like, that's me. And I swear all the time. But, you know, if you hear yourself again, it's scary when you hear yourself swearing. It just sounds weird. So I'm sure when she watches that too, she's like, oh, you know, it paints her a certain way. But at the end of the day, she's being authentic to herself. And that's just part of her. She has that edge about her. And she even said people that talk like that, that are from the Hood, could buy you out 10 times. Like, basically, is what she's trying to say is that I can say motherfucker all the time. It's not going to make me any less of a woman than you because you don't say motherfucker. It's a swear. It doesn't reflect her character and who she is. That's just how she is passionate about things. Some people swear to be passionate. Some people, you know, don't swear to be passionate, and they find more articulate ways of doing so. But there's just two different people.
I agree, but there's a line. And she's not from Harlem. She's not from the ghetto. She said she's from some hodunk town and that she grew up with a single mom. And sometimes I think when you see people swearing and using words like that, it just makes it, to me, it does make you look.
Why does it have to make you look like that? I guess. Like,
because,
why do you think?
Because I think that she's smarter than that. She's a smart businesswoman that she doesn't need to use those words.
Yeah. I think that it's...
I agree that, when you are in the moment and you're passionate and at the party, I agree, go ahead and use it. But to use it on the reunion show, where you're not in that built-up, frustrated situation where she should have been upset, she should have been frustrated, and she was, and she showed that passion. You're not at that same level.
Right. She didn't have to stoop down to her level, but I think what she was trying to say is that it doesn't make me any less of a person, or it doesn't reflect my family differently or anything. Just because I swear, it's because I want to swear. And I think people read too into swearing as if it's like something that's a lot deeper. Like it's like this person all of a sudden has grown up in a weird family, or she's trying to. I'm from the hood. Like all this stuff that she's just like, no, I'm actually very smart, but I like the word motherfucker. It's just her preference. I don't really think it's a bad thing, honestly. I think that she could have found better words, but she's done it already. I think that she was just pissed off that Aviva once again is like saying things about her that just aren't true to her character. But at the same time, I see what you're saying.
It doesn't make me like Heather any less,
no,
because I think she's a great person and a great
words,
mom.
Absolutely.
But it was one of those moments for me where I was cringing because I was going, stop, yeah. Just stop.
She was stooping to her level a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just didn't.
I agree. I think that she could have picked better words, but also I think that she is just trying to express her emotions, and she's very frustrated at the moment, which I would be too. Okay, so aside from that, Ramona starts standing up for Heather, says that she and Heather are the roosters of the clan of these girls, and, you know, anything they say, it affects Heather and Ramona. When they speak, it affects the people in the group, whereas with Kristen, she thinks it doesn't because Kristen's words don't matter as much. Insult or not? What do you think?
Well, it's definitely a little bit of a low blow. Maybe a little bit. I mean, it's not really passive aggressive, but it's just a little bit of a low blow because Kristen, as Ramona was saying, was a new girl. I get that. Seniority. Ramona's been on the show for years. Heather's been on the show. You know, Ramona's been from the beginning. Heather's been on the show now for years. So it is true. When those women talk, you're going to listen to them more than they're going to listen to Aviva or Kristen, because she's just new.
Right.
Once she's around for a couple seasons and she's not the new girl anymore,
I think they're loud too.
Yeah, they're louder. They're louder. They're going to push what they're saying, where Kristen's going to back down a little bit. Yeah, because she still is new. I think you give Kristen a couple seasons and she won't back down, because she is a strong personality and an independent woman. And that's a great quality to have. I just think she's a little bit quieter, you know, because she feels like she doesn't have that ability to kind of stand out and mark her territory just yet. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I like that answer. Sonia says, I'm a Christian. I forgive everyone. And they all start kind of giggling at her. And I felt bad at that point because she kind of felt like they were making fun of her in a sense, in her Christianity. And she whether they were or they weren't, she took it that way. And we get into Aviva then talking about Sonia when she said she was like Anna Nicole Smith, and she justifies it by saying it's because she was beautiful, and Anna Nicole Smith was naming all the nice things about Anna Nicole Smith. And then I think it was Carol Heather chimes in and said, well, she died
of alcoholism,
so how is that a good thing? Once again, I felt like Aviva tried to justify something that she could have just admitted that it
and
wasn't
that
the
was
best
wrong.
Thing to say. One thing to say Anna Nicole Smith in her physical appearance, because she was so beautiful, I mean, but she led a very sad life. So to say that you remind somebody of someone who died and had a really sad life, unless you're looking at the good and you can specify the good parts, it just could come off as if it's like she's a wreck.
I just feel like there's a better comparison. You know, you could say Sonia's like Lucy from I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
Where she's fun, she's quirky,
totally.
She's, you know, like that. She's a beautiful, strong woman. That's Sonia. So find somebody good to compare her to. I agree. I thought that, I think that Aviva really just has a problem admitting when she's said something wrong.
Yeah.
And just admit it and say, you're right, I made a mistake. I was trying. My intentions were good, because I was trying to compare her to the fact that she's beautiful and she married an older man and all this stuff. And then I realized, yeah, that
icky,
wasn't the best.
A little icky.
Exactly. So admit that and move on from it.
Right.
I do have to ask, has Sonia ever mentioned she's been Christian before this?
I think she has talked about praying before.
She obviously prays. I mean, she had the funeral for Nilu.
I felt like I knew that she was Christian. I don't think there's some people that talk about being Christian all the time. They say, you know, I forgive these people because I'm Christian. And I don't know always that. I mean, even on like, I think last night was it on, or two nights ago on Real Housewives of New Jersey, one of the new girls, she said, well, you know, God can forgive murderers.
Yeah,
yeah, something like that. And so they do throw it around a lot. I mean, I don't hear Sonia say it too often, but I don't think it's a weird thing to say.
No, and I don't think there's anything wrong with forgiving somebody.
Yeah.
Um,
I
I think Sonia's just a little bit, you know, like we said, she's just kind of like out there and doesn't really care and doesn't let things, she lets things roll off her back. So even her hearing the comment about Aviva, you know, comparing her to Anna Nicole Smith, probably just rolls off her back and she takes all the good in it. And so maybe that's why Aviva thought it was okay to say that too, because right. she knew that Sonia would only take the good in that.
Well, she did kind of admit tonight. She said, well, I don't like to share my personal life with all of you guys. You know, when I'm on the show, I'm fun and bubbly. She basically was admitting that she chooses to be a certain way on the show, but that her personal life she will share with just certain people.
Just Ramona.
Really, just Ramona, and maybe family members as well, obviously. So we did get her to kind of admit that, which we've always kind of felt like was the case, like where she just acts a certain way on camera and turns it up for the camera, which I think has really helped her throughout this really hard time in her life, that time where, you know, some people can really get into a depression, get sad, because they don't want to go out. They choose to stay home and wallow in their sadness. And in this case, she was kind of forced to get her makeup on and tape for the show. And it kind of brought her an opportunity to socialize and get out of that horrible circumstance that she had to think about so often. So in that case, I can say, you know, I give her props for even admitting that. That mm-hmm. she was able to, you know. And that Ramona. That. Yeah, mm-hmm. and she and Ramona really, really bonded extra tonight. I really felt like the two
Absolutely.
Of them really
they were
did.
Back to
yeah.
ho-hum buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really, really cute to see. In that next montage where they're kind of showing all the sad stuff, because that piggybacks right on that with Kingsley, you know, having yes. the issues with walking and Jack's not, you know, having trouble, you know, with the hearing impairment. I think that most difficult thing for me to watch was Ramona watching her scenes, seeing Avery leaving for college. What mm-hmm. did you think? I mean,
I don't know. I don't think it's a huge deal to watch somebody. Like, it's not like watching, you know, Kingsley, you know, she was nervous that she couldn't walk. She thought maybe there was something really wrong. And Jax is really suffering with something. So going to college is a bright, positive thing in her life. I think it's just, it's more of a reflection on her new life of being alone. Most people have a significant other, and so they're empty nesting, but they're really not. They still have somebody there. She's looking at an empty home. So that's so much more significant to her in her, you know, her future without her.
And also knowing what was going on with Mario.
Oh, my gosh.
So that adds on to it. As we're seeing the reaction shots of all the women through for each of the montages, that was really, I think, the difficult thing was just seeing their faces. And then yeah. another hard one being Jax and Heather and the fact that he just had surgery a couple days prior to the taping and they just had to wait a couple weeks to find out what's going on. And now we know Kingsley's walking and all this stuff. So there's kind of other really good positive things right. coming out of it. And Ramona has now not only lost Avery but has lost Mario as well.
Right. Well, I actually have to ask you about Ramona with that. So what was your reaction when you saw, obviously we got the music and we got the bug eye from Heather when Ramona was on a good roll. She said really nice things about about Jax and Heather's mothering her, you know, uh-huh. Jax throughout this time. And then she says, I think she says it as, tells Heather it's because of her positive energy that Jax doesn't even realize he's handicapped. Okay. So if they didn't have those reactions, I don't know if I would have picked up on it, because if they didn't put the music and everything, I don't know if I would have picked up on it initially, because she was on such a positive role that it was so unexpected, because everything was so positive and sweet and she was really trying to speak from the heart, and then that came out. But then I was like, wait, did I really just hear? It was almost like you couldn't believe it. She didn't mean it. I really don't think she meant it in a mean way. But what would have been a better choice of words, I guess? Like
his impairment.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe saying that his impairment that he has, because mm-hmm. he's not handicapped by any means.
Right.
He's not confined to a wheelchair. He's not blind. He's not deaf. Being deaf would be handicapped,
right?
Because you've lost a sense. He can still hear. I think the thing about Ramona in this episode was she was almost playing host more than Andy was at times.
Right.
She was, you know, leading conversations and having conversations with Aviva and Heather and giving all these answers and kind of talking to them. And I thought that the role that she was on was amazing. And then she said the handicapped thing. And I just think it was just, it's still so fresh.
Well,
it would be like somebody, you know, Robin Williams passed yesterday, and this is a huge loss for everybody who's seen one of his movies and all the generations to come that will see his comedy and humor and amazing on stage, on screen presence, and somebody making a really poor time joke about him today. Yeah. It's just too soon.
Well, okay, well, I have a question. So the actual definition for handicapped is having a condition that markedly restricts one's ability to function physically, mentally, or socially. So I don't think that, I mean, physically, I guess, in the sense that you can't.
It doesn't affect
here, but it really doesn't. Yeah, it's the wrong choice of words, I think it could really hurt somebody that, you know, her kid. She was just saying he's playing, you know, sports, and he's got lots of friends. And that word can really make someone feel like their child is actually handicapped.
Yes.
And that, when you think of handicapped people, that's just not what you think of. So I don't know. I couldn't figure out a better word to like impairment, I guess. But she was on a roll, and she just the last
just
word,
ruined it,
ruined the whole
right there.
Thing. And she was speaking from the heart.
I don't think she meant any sort of.
I don't even think she knew.
I don't think she realized that she said that and that it was wrong. I actually do side a little bit with Ramon on this, that she didn't do it on purpose. It wasn't malicious at all. It was just, it was still the wrong word. Just the wrong word, unfortunately.
Right. Okay, now I want to see. So, what about, so Kingsley's walking. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then what did you think of Aviva's, her talking about the leg and that it was not planned. Putting the leg on the table at Le Cirque.
I think as all the women's reactions showed us in this episode, and as we saw the episode air just a few weeks ago, it was planned. I think we all talked about it actually right after it happened, thinking she had to plan it because there are certain things she needs to do to take the leg off. And like she said, when Heather stood up, then she unbuttoned it. And then this happened, so then she did this. And then this happened, so then she threw it. You know, it just still sounds like it's all premeditated. That's the word I'm looking for. It seems like she knew maybe she could do this, get a rise, cause some drama, create an issue, do something stunning to everybody because it shocked everyone. The shock value of it was huge. So I do think that it was planned. I still am completely embarrassed for her and seeing everybody laughing at her. And props for not letting that affect you, because I would be completely embarrassed and want to hide my face and never go to that restaurant again. And
which
as
she
we
goes
heard,
to.
She's been back.
I know.
So
unbelievable. I don't know. We talked about this, you know, a few weeks ago, but I also was wondering about how long it takes the leg, you know, to get the leg off. She did say she planned on having the x-rays and all that. So I feel like it was planned. They even said when she was watching it, you know, this is why she wanted it to happen, so she could watch it. And she ended the entire season. It was her physical actions that caused all of that chaos.
That we saw from the beginning. The preview shows the leg coming off. So this whole season was set on that ending, the season.
Yeah.
Right there.
Totally. And I think at one point when Kristen was saying, you know, she thought it was not gross, but she said a word like, you know, having the leg on the table, it kind of made her upset.
Yeah.
She said something like that. And Andy was sticking up for her because he was
wanting
like, what are you talking about?
Wanting to vomit.
Yeah, right. Because it's a leg. It's a piece of your body part. I mean, it's kind of scary because, like Andy was saying, you don't really remember all the time that you're walking around with a fake leg because you carry yourself so well and it looks so real. And it's just like, it's so unexpected. It's like hearing the handicap thing from Ramona because everything's so good and then you just hear that. It's like, you're eating dinner, you're talking, and all of a sudden the leg's on the table. It's like, what the hell? I mean, I don't know about vomit, but it would be a little bit, I mean, I would know immediately.
Shocking.
It's shocking. It's just shocking. Not throw up. I don't think that's the right choice of words, but it's just like, what the hell? Why are you putting your leg on the table? And, you know, Luann was like, well, you know, I was just thinking the shoes are kind of dirty to put on the table with everything. And I would think that too. It's kind of gross, you know, putting your shoes. But the leg, there's no way to think that it's normal by any means. But Aviva, once again, you know, she did take that very offensively when Kristen said that about her leg. So I don't know. Do you think that was the wrong choice of words? Or would you have felt like you wanted to vomit if you saw her leg on the table?
I wouldn't feel like I'd want to vomit. I would be shocked. I'd probably get up and walk away. I certainly wouldn't laugh because I don't think it's something to laugh at. I would feel sorry for the woman and want to try and help her in any way I possibly could. But I would have probably just walked away and said, "I'm. This is too much for me. This is way too much. I'm gone. I don't want to be a part of the drama. I don't want to be involved in the drama. And that's why I'm not a real housewife, because they'd fire me because they'd be like, you got to stay here and watch this, and you got to say you're going to vomit, and you got to start laughing and blah, 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 blah. You know, production making them do all this crazy stuff and have to sit through it. But, I certainly wouldn't say I was going to vomit from it.
No.
It's, it,
I mean, she did say earlier with the episode when she was with Becky at the farm that Aviva said that she was glad that kind of that got to show that side of her, because she's like, you know, and now you guys know I don't need a doctor's note that I really had my leg. It's like, come on. We know you had your leg amputated. We know that you suffered and that was a terrible time in your life. And we all, I mean, that was such a hard episode to watch, and we all saw another side to her. But I think the little comments like that make me go back and try to figure out what she means, like why she'd say that. Because she knows that we know, and all the housewives know, that she doesn't need a doctor's note. For that,
I agree with her a little bit on the fact that she had said she didn't really talk about her leg much this season.
No, now, she didn't.
Maybe it was because she wasn't in over half the season, but we really didn't see it. We saw it in the last episode. We saw it in the barn episode, and I'm pretty sure that was it.
Well, the leg with the little boy,
and the leg with the little boy, which was once again something positive about it, though it wasn't. It wasn't her complaining about it or anything. So it was just a couple episodes. It was all really, really positive.
No, and there's other people that talk about their issues or health problems over and over and over again. They play that card over and over and over again. She doesn't do that, totally. But I'm saying that, you know, I think when she says these comments like, oh, well, I didn't need a doctor's note, so you guys, she knows that we know. And I just think it's a way, and I don't know. I'm not in her shoes. I don't know what she means by that, because I don't know how she feels in that sense, having a lot of girls that, I'm sure it hurts her to see that all these girls are bonding. And whether it's her fault or not, in some cases, you know, still it hurts to be on a show where everybody is against you in a sense. Whether it's her fault or not, that doesn't matter. It still hurts, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely. I feel for her. I don't know if she'd ever want to do the show again.
Aviva?
Yeah. Do you think she'd ever want to do it again?
I think she wants it just to continue her fame. And if she's going to try and get this book out or whatever, that will certainly help. I don't know if they'll ask her back or not. I think we've all kind of been up in the air about it, because she wasn't involved so much and basically not a non-cast member for over half the season. So I don't know if Bravo's going to want her back and, you know, renew the contract or whatnot.
At least she delivered the drama. If anybody did, it was her and Ramona.
I do hope that Kristen comes back. I loved her admitting that she goes, yes, that was a dig when I said that Sonia and Ramona were my two crazy drunk aunts. She goes, yes, that was a dig. And I don't think either of the women took it as a dig.
Right.
I don't think they really cared. I don't think they really minded. They are two crazy drunk aunts. Yeah. But it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that she's right. They have their own little language. They're talking a mile a minute. Both of them are talking over each other. Blah, 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 blah. You know? I don't think that is a bad thing. I'm proud of her for admitting it was a dig. But I don't necessarily think it was a bad thing.
Do you have anything else you want to add? Or do you want to get into
predictions? Let's see here. What did you think of... Aviva saying she couldn't drink champagne, no bubbles.
Oh, it's because of the acid reflux.
Oh, the acid reflux.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, wait a second. What am I missing?
Yeah,
here?
Yeah.
That. Okay.
Or maybe, does she have acid reflux too? Or is it just the asthma?
I think it's acid reflux too.
Oh, okay. Well, if it's asthma, maybe it has something to do with that. It's just a dietary restriction.
All right. And then last comments about what the women were saying, with Ramona saying.
Well, should we do that during the predictions part?
Or sure.
Should we do that?
Let's. Okay. That's great.
Yeah, because we have no real predictions. Can we do predictions? Because I'm thinking we have really no predictions. We don't know who's coming back. It's a little too soon for predictions, but so we can do this part as maybe what they're doing now or whatever.
Yeah, so I was really happy to see Ramona saying that you can't be mad about how somebody reacts in her situation with Kristen and trying to understand her perspective. And they have to learn it on their own, and she can't judge.
Good points all by her. I was surprised.
Huge, super positive, uplifting, enlightening moment for her. And I'm definitely not one of a huge Ramona fan, but I really, really liked her this last.
She can reel us right back in.
Yeah, she can. She reeled me
really
in because
has
I.
She has a way to get us right back. We were just like.
And maybe she's playing on my sympathy right now, since I know she's not with Mario anymore. Maybe maybe I'm feeling a little sympathetic for her for that. But she was much, much more well-mannered.
I thought,
this last
speaking of manners, I thought part. It was funny to see Luann say, it was a break for me this year, not being a... I find it funny. What's the break? How less often do you have to tape than the other girls?
She taped more than most of them.
She was there all the time. Like I don't know what the break means.
Keep her as a non-housewife, because she's even better. Better than ever.
Totally.
Loved her.
Loved her. Can't do without her.
Kristen saying communication, marriage,
yes,
and friends.
And that was right after Ramona apologized to her, which mm-hmm. was nice. So I think there's going to be a new found friendship with all of them, especially Ramona and Kristen.
And like we said, seeing yourself on camera and Josh seeing himself on camera, knowing, okay, we take it too far at times. So this communication is still continuing. And that's the one thing we had from day one, saying she just needs to communicate with him. He needs to communicate with her. So hopefully she's learning that and doing that. Heather has
Carol,
good,
I'm happy
Heather
for
has
her.
Good people in her life. Carol, I loved. Don't get her mad.
Don't get her mad.
And she's got good people in her life, and she's kicking the rest of the people to the curb that aren't.
Heather's on and definitely going far with, you know, Jax and doing well with that. And obviously she's got her clothing line and so Yummy. And
Sonia's more sensitive. Yes. And she says she... You know, Luann doesn't take her the way that she can kind of take herself or put something on Ramona.
She made a whole thing about Luann. Kind of weird.
Which was a little bit strange. I felt like a little bit of a dig. And I feel like maybe Sonia is feeling a little bit left out because Carol and Luann are getting so close.
Maybe.
As mentioned earlier in the episode, Carol felt really bad about how she treated Luann last season. So I think Carol's kind of replaced Sonia's part in Luann's life.
Maybe.
And so maybe Sonia's kind of missing that friendship. And Aviva saying that all the women need to support each other, and I think that she needs to take her own advice.
Yes, and I agree with you. And it was a very fun season with all of you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in every single week and for all your awesome comments. And I don't know where we're going to go with next season. I don't know who's coming back, but you know what? Comment to us and let us know who do you think's coming back and who do you think's not coming back. And hopefully we'll see you next season. I'm Ashley Daniels. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miss Ashley Daniels. Where can we find you?
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. And my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.